Welcome again this afternoon, folks. It's a Saturday afternoon college football, but last night we had a big game, Hallandale Chargers against Stranahan, and once again I've got another one of the big-time players over at Hallandale Chargers today with me, Damari Simpkins, a senior wide receiver slash quarterback, and he played both ways last night. They got up on the Dragons pretty early, sloppy field. Great contest to watch. It was like a muck bowl. They were sliding all over the place. But Mari started at a wide receiver and came in fourth quarter at quarterback. And first quarter or first half, looks like he had about three receptions for over almost 40 yards, a touchdown on a slant. And then second half, you got to come in and play your old position quarterback. We had a rush for 25 and it looks like a pass for 25. And Damari, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm doing fine.
Well, you got all that mud off of you from all that last night, all that. And we were an hour delay. And as I was talking to Zach earlier, I'm watching that screen because obviously our broadcast went live and I'm looking at that water come down and I know that feel. You come over from Miramar. Have you ever played in the muck like that?
No, not like that.
Well,
when we practice on the field like that, like for a couple of months, like could I fit the field always like that. So when you practice on it, you actually get used to it, and it'll be like an advantage to where you're playing against teams that play on turf and they're slipping everywhere. So it's just, it don't feel no difference to us.
I figured that was an advantage, man. It may may play in your favor when you slow down some of these guys coming into town. The Raiders coming into town on Friday night, maybe.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's some muck you got out there. I know your practice field out back's got sand under it, so you don't have all that muck to deal with.
Yeah, but we practice on the game field that has all the mud Wednesday and Thursday, so get ready to play on it Friday, and hopefully it'll be real messed up for the visiting team because we're going to be used to it, and like I said, they won't.
Well, I bet whoever you bring your laundry home to, they're not happy at all with that muck.
No, she's not too happy.
I'm telling you, man, if I would hate to have been the Stranahan Dragons, the person doing that laundry, white uniforms, come on, man.
Yeah.
Well, Damari, you played quarterback at Miramar High School, an outstanding quarterback. You were actually one of our impact players on HSPN Sports last year for our St. Thomas matchup. And it's interesting because we were watching a game and we had this conversation earlier. Your name kept coming up because Chris Jenkins, HSPN play, kept bringing it up. And, you know, Ryan is up there doing the color, and he's saying, you know, I know Damari. What, Damari Simpkins? And then, like I said earlier, we got on Twitter. They notified us, and he says, yeah, he is from Miramar. He was a quarterback that came over to Hallandale. And so after that, it was really interesting to watch because I can remember – you were one heck of a quarterback. You still are one heck of a quarterback, and you committed as a quarterback to Utah. Tell me about that transition from quarterback to wide receiver.
It has been great. Well, I'm learning a lot of new things about the new position. I have a good wide receiver coach, Coach Delane Powell, taught me a lot of great things as I progress into the receiver position. And I'm loving it so far and just can't wait to get on the next level and perfect my craft at the University of Utah.
You know, that's interesting that you say that because I don't know if you know this, but over 50% of student athletes that leave high school never play the position they played in high school and college. So, and that's one of the main things I try to tell student athletes is you need to play more than one position, not quarterback. My son Ryan got to play safety, so that was a great insight for him to play safety at the quarterback position in college. How do you think it's helped you playing wide receiver get ready to play either wide receiver or, more importantly, quarterback for Utah at the next level?
I mean, since I've been playing quarterback, it make it easier to go to the wide receiver position because you already know how to read coverages and you will know how to run your routes and get different coverages. So it just slowed the game down when I'm at receiver. I don't really have to learn a lot because I already know everything from – just by playing quarterback.
And it slows the game around. It also will slow the game around when you're quarterback to know exactly what that receiver's mindset is too, correct?
Yeah, yes.
Now, do you get any chance this summer to work out with I don't remember you being on the 7-on-7. Were you on any of the 7-on-7 teams?
Yes, I played for South Florida Express.
Okay, so but we never got you in a contest. So you playing quarterback. Did you play quarterback with any of your receivers that you have now?
No, I actually played the receiver I have now. I've been playing wide receiver.
Okay, so you've been
quarterback.
Okay, well, that's fantastic. Let me ask you a question, because this comes up a lot, and you're one of the fortunate ones because of your circumstances. You had to transfer, you had to move.
Yeah.
But what was the biggest challenge for you during that transition of that transfer?
Oh, the biggest challenge to me was just adapting to Hollandale. Because I've been a Miramar all 3 years, and, of course, I didn't want to leave, but I just had to make a business decision that was going to help me, get to college and not be in a lot of, mixed up stuff with Miramar and the allegations and stuff. So I just had to adapt to Hollandale, and over, 2 weeks, it was good. Like, the players welcomed me, Coach Jones. He's a great coach, great person. I knew him for a while. Since Optimist, and he brought me in like a son, and I was real happy about it. So it was kind of easy after 2 weeks.
That's great advice. And what else would you tell? Let's say there's a student athlete out there right now that's going through the same type of problems, or maybe just not being seen. What kind of advice? Because you've been through it now, you know exactly what it feels like, what it takes. What kind of advice would you give them? And remember, there'll be a lot of student athletes, and there's younger, Little League athletes that listen to this show. What kind of advice would you give them, a student athlete in high school that's looking to transfer?
I would tell young people to just do what's best for you. Don't do what's best for people that's trying to gain your ear and trying to tell you what to do and trying to tell you what's best for you. Talk to your family. Talk to people that's real close to you, like your mother and your dad, and just tell them how you feel. And they'll eventually let you do what you want to do, because that's what's best for you. And just do what's going to help you get to college, most importantly.
That's great advice. And you came in your senior year to a new school and a new program. You come in, you talk about Coach Jones. What's the biggest impact that Coach Jones has had on you?
He expects a lot of me, and he won't give up on me. He always pushed me into being great and trying to be the player that he know I can be.
I look at the team, and when I spoke to Coach Jones and Ryan's were doing the pregame material, when we heard there were almost 40, close to 40 seniors, how was it that these seniors, how did they really accept you when you first came in?
Because they know where I come from. They know where I'm a leader, where I was at, and they know what they want to get to, and they know that with me being on the team, they know I can really help and to get where they want to go, and that's to get a state championship. So, they brought me in. We talk a lot, talk about what I seen at Miramar with the teams I played against, like St. Thomas and American Heritage, and what we can do this year to help beat them and just execute.
So you had a little wisdom you were able to impart with them, because, you did in those big games against those guys. And, my goodness, we covered two or three of your games last year, and there was a reason you were the impact player, because you made big plays. And that's great advice. The student-athletes listening out there, you can grant that wisdom, but – you're not going to grant any wisdom if you're not in the game. And one of the most important things I heard you saying, Damari, is you're a leader. Tell me something about a leadership role.
Being a leader is it's not about being loud and, slapping people on the head and all that, cursing them out. It's just about, you doing the right thing so they can follow you. You got to do the right stuff. Lead by example is basically what I'm saying.
Yeah, and that's great advice.
Yeah.
What are some of the goals that you have that you want to accomplish your senior year?
I already accomplished one of my goals, was to be committed to a big university, And my next goal was just to win the state championship and just win it with my brothers that I love. And, you know, and that's about it.
You want to get that ring and that ride. You want to get that ride to Orlando and get that ring.
Yes.
It's what it's all about, man. It's what everybody dreams about, because at the high school level, that's the pinnacle. And then you're going to head way out there. You're going to get on the jet and have, what, there's a couple thousand miles out there?
Yes, sir.
What made you decide over other schools that recruited you to pick Utah?
Just the offense they run, the environment when I took the unofficial visit, how they accept, like, how they, you know, showed me around, and I loved it. It was a great city, and I actually was talking to my quarterback, Tyler Huntley, at Hollandale, and he was talking about going there, too. So both of us going there with the offense we already run is basically the offense that Utah run right now. So we knew that we was going to go in and have a great chance of starting as freshmen, because it's graduating early. We early enrolls in January, and plus their slots are leaving, and two of their quarterbacks are seniors, and they're leaving, so give us a great chance to play early.
So you and Tyler are early commits, and you're going to be both leaving to go out in January?
Yes.
That's fantastic. I'm glad you brought that up. What is that? How did you do that, and what does that entail to those student-athletes that are listening out there that may – be thinking about early enrollment?
The best advice I could give them is to hop on them online classes, the Florida Virtual School classes. Take some more classes so you won't have a lot your senior year. And you could just have at least two classes, like English 4 or math, and that's it. And you'll be ready for college. And make sure you take ACT early, like junior year or sophomore year. Just get it out of the way.
That's the key to student-athletes. Did you hear Damari say, take your ACT early, your junior year? I don't know how many people that don't, you know, put it off, and they can't even commit anywhere because they don't have that. They don't have the foreign languages. Oh, and by the way, the NCAA has the new regulation now. You know, the new regulation now with the 16 core courses, obviously, those out of the way.
Yeah.
That's important. You know, I see that there's one quarterback that plays. You and Tyler are going out together. But I hear what you're saying is that you're flexible. You play slot. You play wherever coach needs you.
Yes.
Is your dream to be able to be a quarterback at the collegiate level, or is it to get the college education and go on and be successful in the business world?
Most importantly, just to, you know, get the go to college level and be successful. But I love football, so that's important too to me too. But everybody know school comes first.
You got that right. And it looks like who was the guy that recruited you out of Utah? Was
Dennis Erickson.
Yeah, that's
Dennis Erickson out of UM. He used to coach at UM, won national championship there.
He's out there at Utah now. Let me ask you another question. That'll be advice that you could give to an athlete that may be a good player but hasn't received any offers. What advice would you give them?
Don't beat yourself down. Just stick to it. Go to all the camps that you can go to. That's, you know, mainly just go to all the camps. Send out your highlight films. Send out your game films. You know, GPA. Send it to all coaches. Get in contact. Try to get in contact with every coach you can get in contact with. And just, like I said, go to camps. Take ACT, you got to take that and keep your GPA high. That's about it.
Well, those are great. That's great advice, because you hit on some key points. One of the things I heard you that we're telling student athletes all the time is hit as many coaches as you can. Why?
Yeah. Because, you know, you never know what coaches is looking at you. And so you want to just send it all out to every coach that you can. And I'm pretty sure most likely most of the coaches will hit you back, and the first thing they'll say is, can I have your transcript, or can I have your ACT score? And you got to have it, like, ready for them to have.
More great advice, Damari. I mean, I could take you into some of our courses. You don't know this, but 8 years ago we started at Hallandale with Coach Jones with our what now is called the Playing the Recruiting Game, and where you blanket all the coaches. And I personally came in on a weekly basis, and we mentored the student athletes. So it, it's great to hear that, because my next question is how has Coach Jones helped you through this entire process?
Coach Jones, well, when I first came, the first thing he said was, you got to fix your highlight. He the one that, you know, moved my bit plays to the front, because I had, like, bit plays everywhere around my highlight. I was all discombobulated. So he the one that fixed it, you know, put all my first five bit plays at the front, because what colleges see, they want to have eye poppers. Like, they want to see what you did the first five plays. Like, oh, okay, he's good. So after that, he sent my highlight films out, and I just started to blow up. I received, like, four offers in the first week. I transferred into Hollandale after I sent my film. And after that, I just was on the roll.
Isn't that amazing that those couple of little points, and those are the key things that we bring with the playing the recruiting game. And, you know, I'm smiling here, Damari, listening to you, because he's kept instituted what we brought in like 8 years ago. And those are the key components that we try to teach these kids under the radar, that you got to hit, you got to blanket, you got to throw the net out there. You got to put your highlight tapes. I don't know how many times I tell these guys, the first six plays, the first five plays is all they're going to see. And you need to make contacts. When you start getting offers, they're going to roll in, and that's what happened with you, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
I see that you committed back in August to Utah, and it's funny, last night, some guys in Utah, I guess they found out the broadcast was on there. They're begging us to see if we'll do the same type of stuff. I don't know if Ryan's committed for another game this week or not, but I just thought I'd say that because they're following you, man. They're following you and Tyler, and it was interesting
to
see the Twitter. But anyways, August 2nd, looks like you committed. But here's what's interesting. You continue to go on to camps around the country. Who gave you that advice? And you got a student-athlete that says, wow, you committed. Why would you go to another camp?
Oh, I don't think I went to another camp. I thought I committed.
Okay, well, maybe this stuff is wrong, because in August, it shows you went in June and May. It looks like June. Okay, well, it says you went to North Carolina. Did you go in the summertime? Were you at did you go to the camp in North Carolina?
We went to all them camp tours and the camps and stuff. That was actually before I committed. That was in June and July, and I committed in August.
Okay. Well, here's what's interesting. The reason I asked that is because, you know, you young men, and we deal with women too in the women's sports, but you got to take advantage of going around the country and getting and seeing, because that Carolina campus is gorgeous, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It was great to see too. Yeah.
It's great to be able to see the different places, because this is going to be 4 years of your life, and it's going to be a place where you have to be comfortable and number one, and number two, you got that head coach is like going to be like a father figure, and you want him to be there 4 years from now. Bennett Erickson's been at Utah for a while, and the likelihood of him being there when you graduate, which is important, is very high. And so being able to go to different places around the country is what I was going to get at, because I was going to say, you know, kudos to you for doing it, because whether you commit it or not, you know, you still need to travel around and see what's out there.
Just see other places, because everything is not in Florida. There's more places to see out there than just Florida.
And it's so, you know what, I'm just thrilled that you're going far away. Let me give you some advice that my other athletes never listen to. Take yourself some wool socks and get you some boots. Okay? And I'm serious now, because you're in South Florida, and you're going to be shocked when that wintertime and that dry snow hits you. And hey, who knows? You may strap up some ski boots. I don't know. You know, you're an athlete. But take those wool socks, baby, and those long underwear, because winter rolls around, it's going to be a shock.
Yeah, I'm prepared for it.
And you get yourself the daggone, make sure they give you the Florida wetsuit so you can put it underneath your garment, because they'll get you out there at 5:30 in the morning. It'll be 20 below zero with that wind whipping.
Yeah, I already know. And plus the altitude in Utah is kind of different.
Oh, yeah. That's way – is it a mile high?
Probably even more than that, but they said you'll get used to it after 2 weeks. So, I'm ready for it.
That's good. Well, here's my biggest question. You left Miramar. I know you left some girlfriends. What are you going to do? Prom rolls around. What are you going to do? You going to do Hallandale and Miramar? Are you going to do Miramar, or are you going to do Hallandale only? What's – That's the big question of the day, baby.
Oh, man. You know what? I don't even know yet. I can't even answer that question, because if I answer that, I'll be lying. So. I don't know.
I want to throw a curve at you, because, and I forgot to ask Zach that, because I didn't know Zach transferred in, and I just thought we'd have some fun with it, because, hey, you know, quarterback, I know you got – I know Ryan had a few when we got home every night, and
yeah.
I know transferring schools, because he transferred too, and I, you know, he just did a couple of them, man. That's all, you know. He made sure he was friends before the girlfriend part. But, Damari, man, it's been a great talking to you. I wish you all the best luck. You know, it was great to be able to cover you. It's great to have a conversation with you, because – the people that listen to this, especially student-athletes, are going to gain a whole lot out of it just based on your experience of being at a program that was a highly rated and the situation that you went through and handled it so well, being a leader there and making the right decision and making a move over to couldn't have been a better place under Coach Damian Jones. I love Coach Damian Jones. He loves you guys. You're going to have a great experience this year. You guys are loaded. Stay healthy the rest of the year. And, you know, if you need anything, we're always here for you. This is, again, Glenn Stout with HSPNSports.com. I'm on with wide receiver, quarterback, Allendale Chargers, and Utah commit, Damari Simpkins. And it's been a great conversation to have you on today, Damari, and we will talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.